Ah, yes. Democrats chanting for the death of Jews. Take another soldier out. Chanting in favor of the Al-Qassam Brigade, which is the most blood-drenched element of Hamas. And the Democrat Party is they're down with the struggle, man. Down with the struggle. They need to smoke more dope, I think. Mellow out a little bit. Maybe that would help them be less genocidal. What do you legalize pot for if you people aren't going to mellow out? Come on, man. The Anti-Defamation League says anti-Semitic incidents have more than doubled under Joe Biden because the Democrat Party is the new Nazi Party. Let's just call it what it is. Dozens of pro-Palestinian demonstrators arrested at Yale University. They set up a tent encampment there. That'd make it easier to gas them, don't you think? I don't mean Zyklon B. I just mean, you know, tear gas and good stuff like that. And at Yale today, multiple Yale anti-Israel protesters arrested as police close in on occupation. It's another occupation. This is about Occupy Wall Street and Black Lives Matter. And they have their Twitter groups and their Facebook groups. And I assume at some point they'll all gather to self-immolate as a group or maybe line up for glasses of Kool-Aid that will kill them all, like the socialist utopia in Guyana that was Jonestown. You know, that Jonestown where more than 900 people allegedly committed suicide drinking the Kool-Aid. It wasn't even Kool-Aid brand Kool-Aid. It was store brand. But Kool-Aid takes the fall anyway. You know, talk about a marketing problem. That was a tough one. But, you know, they were left-wing radicals from Oakland, California, and the San Francisco Bay Area. And they moved to Guyana so they could create a socialist utopia. Now they just want to create the same socialist utopia here in the United States nationwide. And then we'll all line up for the Kool-Aid. Amazing. And they're chanting support for the Al-Qassam Brigade, a genocidal death cult. And on the campuses of Columbia University and Yale University and MIT and Harvard, and the list goes on, the Democrats have created this. It is theirs. They own it. And honestly, Republicans on Capitol Hill, not everything is about politics, but this is to a very large extent about politics because it's all them. And, you know, if these were MAGA hat wearing people on campuses by the hundreds calling for genocide and the death of every Israeli, I think that would be covered somewhat differently by the news media. I'm just guessing here. Jewish Columbia University student told to kill herself because, you know, that's the thing. Just amazing stuff. All right, let's get to more audio because we've got a bunch more audio with what's going on there and everything. The Democrat Party, and we really have to keep our eye on this because this is a dangerous time in the United States of America, politically and culturally. This is a very dangerous moment in our history. And the Democrat Party is 100%. Responsible, I'd say 110%, but or 1,000%, but really only 100% is possible. So here is a another Jewish student from Columbia University on the television early this morning, Elijah Baker.
Now we see what happens when you don't shut down anti-Semitic rhetoric and you allow these people to feel entitled. You know, there were some arrests on Thursday. That was great. I commend the university for doing that. Guess what? They walked 20 yards to their left. They do the exact same thing on the other lawn, and they've been there since Thursday. And now they're harassing us. They're yelling, go back to Poland. You know, when they say we don't want no Zionists here and death to the Zionist state, you know, what's the game plan? Where should we go?
Right.
Now they're saying go back to Poland. We all know what happened last time the Jews were in Poland.
For Democrats listening, the Nazis built death camps in Poland like Auschwitz, where millions were murdered because they were Jews, by people calling themselves socialists, the Socialist Workers' Party of Adolf Hitler in Germany. But pay no, and go back to Poland. Go back to Poland. Am I from Poland? This is a rampant, large-scale kind of racism that the country has never seen before. Anti-black racists, I'm not aware, certainly not in the age of electricity, ever calling for the extermination of black people. But Democrats do exterminate 40% of the black population in the womb. They call it choice. That's choice. More parking for them. Here is a young student at Columbia University, Elijah Baker.
I promised myself after Saturday night, after our group was attacked by a mob of pro-Hamas supporters, that I'm not stepping on campus while this is happening. And I don't know what that means for finals. I don't know what that means for the rest of the semester.
Yeah, can he go back? Well, the president who needs to be expelled and gassed, just tear gas or something, you know, not Zyklon B. I'm just talking about tear gas. And nightsticks, billy clubs, you know, some of that, thrown in the back of a paddy wagon and all that. But she is calling for students that are not holding class in person at Columbia University today, because it's too dangerous for the Jews. At what point are we Nazi Germany Junior? My father personally killed Nazis in World War II. In my household, we've always frowned upon Nazism and the Socialist Workers' Party of Adolf Hitler. Even Eric Adams, the Democrat mayor, said what's going on at Columbia is sickening and despicable. Says the NYPD will not hesitate to arrest. Yeah, I hope using extreme force and extreme prejudice, because that would be good. The Gaza Solidarity Encampment. Gaza elected Hamas to be their leaders. Gaza is holding hostages and raping them to death, even as we speak, if they're still alive at all. At Yale University today, this morning, they started gathering as the sun was coming up at Yale. You know, the early bird kills the Jew, something like they're updating that old saying. Protesters at Yale today that Yale is on the wrong side of history. That's a Barack Obama turn of phrase, this wrong side of history stuff. He didn't invent it, but he used it a lot. They should really have hobnailed boots on and go goose-stepping across the concrete surfaces there. This is what the Democrats have raised young people to be. This is why people like me have been sounding the alarm for a long time now about what's been going on college campuses and for many years now. Now, there is a professor at Columbia University who is African-American. His name is John McWhorter. John McWhorter. And John McWhorter was doing a little roundtable with fellow lefties. And again, he's a black guy. And he decided just for a minute he might tell the truth about what's going on here. And like, hey, this never happened to black people in the history of the United States, what's going on with the Jewish people today. And once again, it was the Democrat Party, the Confederate States of America, and Jim Crow. And now look what the Democrat Party has become.
A generation of Jewish students are going to be imprinted by the fact that they feel persecuted, and they can point to episodes of stark resistance, physical violence, near physical violence, naked slurs hollered at them by people in real time. All of that on campuses is becoming regular. And there's a whole contingent of supposedly educated people telling them to shut up. Whereas, let's face it, racism on college campuses exists, but frankly, I can confidently say essentially no black student for 50 years has encountered anything that stark. You have to work to find the quote unquote microaggressions, et cetera. And yet, anytime a black person claims, student claims racism, then we have to pretend that college campuses are hotbeds of bigotry. That's not fair. And Jewish students are watching this and they're disgusted. And I would have to say, that's explicable. I understand their disgust.
That is explicable. A not oft used word. Inexplicable, much more commonly used. Explicable. It is perfectly explainable. Yeah, and it's because leftists have raised generations of hate-filled crazy people, some of whom self-immolate. Not maybe enough of them. Hard to say. I think I might go get some Exxon, you know, the gas station, and get some Exxon gift cards and go hand them out at these rallies. Just for like $5. How much do you need? You just need about a gallon. All right. Maybe you need a container. All right, $10 so they can get some kind of a container and a gallon of gas just to help them out. I want to be as helpful as possible, but good for Professor McWhorter. He'll probably be fired for accidentally telling the truth. And he said, black students haven't seen this in 50 years. Maybe the kind of hate, I think more than 50 years. Let me see. Since Democrat Governor Orville Faubus, Central High in Little Rock, Arkansas, that was 1957. And then there was Democrat Governor George Wallace, University of Alabama, 1950-something. So you'd have to go back more than 50 years to find any of that. And there was only in a couple of places. And it didn't call for the genocide of black people that I'm aware of. So completely crazy, just completely crazy. Now, we have the young lady that was jabbed in the eye by hate-filled Democrat, violent Democrats in a violent, hate-filled Democrat mob. And her name is Shahar Tartak. Shahar Tartak, sophomore, and she's the editor-in-chief of the Yale Free Press. And she was out covering as the editor-in-chief of the Yale Free Press, the Yale newspaper. She was covering the pro-Nazi, pro-death protests on the campus of Yale. And she was attacked by the violent mob, and someone took a flagpole and jabbed her in the eye. And I looked at the video of her. She has an injured eye. It's visibly injured. She went to the hospital. Here's the young woman who worked real hard to get into Yale so she could make something of herself someday.
As soon as I was identified with my friend who wears a black hat as visibly Orthodox Jewish students, I was immediately blockaded by protest organizers. And everywhere I walked, there was a line of protest organizers standing in front of me, linking arms, so that I could not walk forward. And the rest of the students at the rally noticed this, the other 500 students at this violent rally, and they saw me, and so they began to taunt me as well because they recognized that I was there. I was something that they view as an enemy. And finally, the taunting continued and escalated, and I was just there to record them. And the taunting escalated until somebody waved a Palestinian flag in my face and then jabbed me in my left eye. And from there, when I tried to run after him, the human blockade of protest organizers continued to stand in front of me to stop me from catching my assailant.
The violent mob has also been ordering camera crews to turn off their cameras and leave because the First Amendment is dead when these little fascists take over, and they really need a good beating. They need to get thrown a beating, old school. The police on campus in riot gear today. Here is the young student, Shahar Tartak.
This plaza is includes a World War II memorial, and a couple nights ago, hundreds of students cheered and screamed Viva Viva Palestina as they tore down the American flag from the flagpole, and it took days for them to face minimal repercussions. Today there were some arrests, and then many of the students who were arrested were then released to return to a protest.
Naturally. Viva, viva, Palestina. It's not even English. What language do they think that all of this is happening in? That's not, it's not Hebrew. It's not Arabic. It's not English. Honestly, bring in the bulldozers. I think the fire trucks from the airports with the water cannons on the roof that fire foam, because a lot of them are setting themselves on fire these days, too. Should probably keep one of those handy anyway for the self-immolations. Remarkable stuff. Did you know that the best-selling Eden Pure Thunderstorm air purifier uses Oxy technology that helps to quickly destroy many viruses, odors, mold, spores, and more? With thousands of five-star reviews online, you know it works like a champ. I've got two at home myself, humming along right now. Any smell will vanish after just a few seconds with the Eden Pure Thunderstorm being on. Odors from litter boxes, trash cans, cigarette smoke, Even leftists, no match for the Eden Pure thunderstorm. The powerful thunderstorm sends out O3 molecules that seek out and help destroy odors. These molecules even go behind and under furniture because nothing can hide from the thunderstorm. And best of all, no filters to buy and replace over and over again. Saves you money, hassle, timing, scheduling. Come on. There, you can hold one in your hand. They're only this big. They're just like this. And honestly, start enjoying your home, your office again. Get several thunderstorms because right now you can save $200 American dollars on an Eden Pure Thunderstorm 3-pack for whole home protection. You get 3 units for under $200. Put one in your basement, your bedroom, family room. Give one as a gift. Any place you like to breathe clean, fresh air. All you have to do is go to EdenPureDeals.com, EdenPureDeals.com. Use the discount code CHRIS3 because you get 3 of them. CHRIS3 to save $200. That is EdenPureDeals.com. The discount code is CHRIS3. Yes, sir. Yeah, a bit more of this. There's a lot else. I got President Trump for you and Hillary Clinton. Ready to hear what Hillary Clinton said, speaking of the Soviet Union and barbarism and death wishes. This woman is demented. She should be institutionalized. I have Hillary Clinton coming up as well.
Afford Anything talks about how to avoid common pitfalls, how to refine your mental models, and how to think about how to think.
Paula, while certainly you can mess up on $1 million a year, it is far less likely than it is on $30,000 a year.
Right.
I would meet wonderful people that were struggling with a budget that was super tight. It was 100%. You need to make more money.
Make smarter choices and build a better life.
Afford Anything, wherever you listen.
Bam, 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 bam. Yeah, so the head of the Yale newspaper, a young woman stabbed in the eye with a Palestinian flagpole because Democrats. Yes, sir. I've got one more from her, from Shahar Tartak, the editor-in-chief of the Yale campus newspaper.
We've seen the watermelon all over campus. It's supposed to be a symbol basically against the Jewish people and in favor, like all the other symbols that these students are using, in favor of violent terroristic acts against Jews in the state of Israel as a form of liberation. I mean, these students have chanted, "There is only one solution, Intifada revolution."
That's right.
Which is a direct reference to uprisings that included suicide bombs in Israel and killed civilians. After October 7th, they absolutely celebrated.
Ah, yes, your Democrat Party. I got Hillary Clinton coming up next. She wowed me over the weekend. She is the, you know, hell hath no fury like a woman scorned. She's Satan on earth. Wait till you hear this. And Benny Thompson trying to strip President Trump of Secret Service protection. I think the Democrats might attack Pearl Harbor later today. They're very unwell. The Babylon Bee has a funny headline, as they very often do. Man sets himself on fire to show how his side is the sane and rational one. Good stuff from the Babylon Bee out of New York, New York. To show that his side is the side of sanity, logic, and rationality, a local man has decided to set himself ablaze, incinerating his own body on live TV. I was watching it when it happened live. Eyewitnesses report that the man, who was clearly in a healthy, stable state of mind, doused himself in gasoline before striking a match and igniting his own body, presumably for a very sane and noble reason. The flames engulfed him. Onlookers were immediately convinced of the truth of his cause, ending all debate once and for all. A local man, David Thatch, said, "Well, I guess that settles that. He's right and I'm wrong." This is how you win arguments. Folks, self-immolation clearly proves the superiority of his worldview. Boy, do I look stupid and irrational now for disagreeing with that guy, added other onlookers. He just proved that he's the sensible one, and we should be listening to him and everything that he says. Everything I believe is wrong. Now, If you watch the video, and I watched it on Friday, the man set himself on fire. Fox was live there. CNN was live. Reporters. The CNN reporters started yelling, active shooter, active shooter. There's an active shooter. And nobody knows why. She might have heard snap, crackle, pop, or maybe somebody yelled, fire, fire. And she thought gunfire. It's not her fault. It was a hectic moment. I wouldn't. I'll make a little bit of fun of her, but you know, it's not really her fault. It's a fast-moving thing. But honestly, there was a, in the video, there's a woman, I'd say a woman, maybe in her 30s, I'd say in her 30s, who was walking. It was kind of chilly on Friday in New York. She was wearing a coat. The man set himself on fire. And this woman is walking as though there's nothing going on at all. About 15 feet from him, she's looking at him, and she walked kind of toward him, but angling, not directly toward him. And she sat down on a park bench there in the city park out in front of the courthouse where Donald Trump is being lynched. And she sat down on the bench and turned to watch it just as casual as can be. And I mean, she had Democrat written all over her. Her lack of humanity was extraordinary. She did everything. I said to Michael, she did everything but hold her hands out and rub her hands together to like warm her hands on the flames of this guy. While men, you know, were demonstrating their toxic masculinity by running toward the burning Democrat, the Bernie Sanders guy, and trying to save him, this woman walked very casually over and sat down on a bench and watched what was happening. And again, the toxic masculinity of the men that ran toward danger and put themselves in harm's way. You know, when the young woman in Atlanta, Georgia, set herself on fire in December over the Jews and Palestine, she wrapped herself in a Palestinian flag and set herself on fire, and the news media never reported what happened to her, never reported her name, because we don't have a news media in America anymore. We have the Democratic Party, and they're not interested in truth and justice in the American way. Nothing like that. Just amazing. But the guy is a Bernie Sanders supporter, and that's what matters about him. And today, and he donated to Bernie Sanders, and he donated to Act Blue, donated his money to Bernie Sanders and to Act Blue. Just amazing. Your Democrat Party.
Oh, what do you say? We also are seeing an active shooter is in the park outside the court. We have a man who is he has set fire to himself. A man has emblazoned himself outside of the courthouse just now.
Emblazoned himself. So what, he monogrammed something onto his jacket? Is that he was emblazoned? That's wow. That's crazy. And they're chanting in favor of the Al-Qassam Brigades, kill more soldiers. They're chanting at Yale and at Columbia. Pretty amazing. Caroline Glick on Twitter wrote, doesn't look good for Jews in America on the eve of Passover. The Jewish holiday Passover starts today. Doesn't look good at all, Caroline Glick said. Where's the DOJ Civil Rights Division? Where's the FBI? Where's the White House? Where's the Department of Education Civil Rights Division? Those are fair questions, honestly. Also in New York, because New York is full of Democrats, 50 women attacked randomly in Manhattan so far this year. This is the Democrat 30, and it's been a black men on white women crime. Black men walking up to white women and punching them in the face. Like they're in the ring with Mike Tyson, taking them by surprise over and over again. And the news media is not covering it as hate crimes against women or against white people. The news media is not covering it all because they see black men doing it in New York City. They know that they're Democrats and it doesn't help the Democrat Party in an election year. 50 women have been randomly attacked by strangers so far this year in the lower half of Manhattan. Just in the lower half, forget about Queens and Brooklyn and the Bronx and everything else. The trend that I'm getting from the people that we're arresting, the majority of them are homeless. The majority of them seem like they need some kind of mental illness help, said Chief of Detectives Joseph Kenny. You think? most of the attacks don't appear to be copycats, because you got fresh, crazy people all over the place. Cops don't consider them a trend. Now, it's just 50 so far in lower Manhattan alone, so we wouldn't call that a trend. So I've been hearing pictures of all these women with black eyes, and here pictures of these crazy black guys. One guy put a Trump banner behind him, and the media tried to blame Trump for all of them, because that's what they do. Oh, by the way, Huma Wiener is back in the news. You know, the widow of Anthony Wiener. I know, he's not dead. They're just the ex-wife of Anthony Wiener. Huma Abedin and George Soros' son Alex spotted courtside. They're on a date at the Knicks game, the basketball Knicks in New York City. Yes, sir. That is some crazy stuff. You're a Democrat party. Yeah, and all the donations from the guy up in flames who emblazoned himself. Amazing. I'm working on a new logo for the Democrat Party, too. You may remember Jonah Goldberg's book from decades ago now. Liberal Fascism was the name of the book. And it had the round yellow smiley face, you know, with two dots for eyes and then the semicircular smiling mouth on the bottom right. Liberal Fascism. And it's that smiley face with a Hitler mustache drawn on it with a magic marker. But now the Democrat Party needs to be a frowny yellow face, an angry, scowling yellow face, but with a Hitler mustache on it, because, you know, that's what you got to do. That should be their new logo. Yeah, the campaign contributions of the man that set himself on fire, Maxwell Azzarello, donated in 2020 to Act Blue and to Bernie 2020, then to Act Blue, then to Bernie 2020, then Act Blue, Act Blue, Act Blue, Act Blue, Act Blue, Act Blue, Act Blue. These are a Democrat Party. This Act Blue is a Democrat Party front group. And the guy gave again and again, give till it hurts, Bernie Sanders and Act Blue over and over again. Yet, amazingly, I want to play it again. ABC News, Terry Moran, trying to pin the tail on the donkey, trying to blame President Trump for the Act Blue Bernie Sanders guy set himself on fire and killing himself outside the Trump courthouse.
It seems then that the gravitational pull of the Trump melodrama that has gripped the nation since he came down the escalator has now, it appears, resulted in someone coming to that spot where protesters have gathered and lit himself on fire.
Yeah, right. Since Trump came down the escalator, you mental cases have been going through some sort of spasmodic, suicidal, homicidal episode. By the way, the person that murdered himself, setting himself on fire, here he is pictured with Bill Clinton, a picture of him standing there proudly with Bill Clinton. Looks like an official photograph from the Clinton people, the American flag behind them. And there is the suicidal lunatic Maxwell Azzarello with Bill Clinton. And here's the suicidal lunatic with his Bernie Sanders t-shirt on with a human skull on a platter and a fork and knife next to it. More cannibalism, because, you know, cannibalism is a new thing these days, from barbecue in Haiti to Joe Biden's uncle that was not cannibalized by the people of Papua New Guinea. Did you see the professor in Papua New Guinea furious with Joe Biden? Did you see this guy? Said, you know, like he was insulted. He said the people of New Guinea are insulted by what Joe Biden said. He said, you know, just eat every white guy that falls from the sky. Well, you don't like white meat? Like the dark meat better? Let's go to Ted Cruz. Ted Cruz, Senator, Texas, talking about the rampant Democrat anti-Semitism on campuses, in particular Ivy League campuses, but not exclusively across America.
Well, look, we're seeing a vicious anti-Semitism, a vicious hatred of Israel in our universities and sadly among the Democrat Party. I'll tell you, Marie, one of the most troubling things about the Democrat Party, and these two are intertwined, it's not just the squad. It's not just the extremes of the Rashida Tlaibs and the Omars and the AOCs. It's the so-called mainstream of the Democrat Party. It was Chuck Schumer who stood on the Senate floor and demanded that the elected leader of Israel be thrown out of office. That's never happened in the history of the Senate before. It was Joe Biden who orchestrated a resolution at the UN effectively condemning Israel for not having an immediate ceasefire. It was Nancy Pelosi who signed a letter saying cut off military funds to Israel.
Yes. It's no. And you may remember Chuck Schumer out there in front of the Supreme Court threatening Supreme Court justices. And then an armed Democrat showed up outside of Brett Kavanaugh's house with a pistol, multiple magazines, burglary tools, kidnapping tools, and had a plan to murder three Supreme Court justices. And none of this rubs off on the Democratic Party. Democrat Party person attacked the Family Research Council and shot a man because he's a gay activist, and he thought that the Family Research Council was not pro-gay enough. And he showed up and shot a man. The man was a big, strong, brave man and beat up the gunman and took his gun away and didn't even shoot and kill him, although he would have had every reason to do so. Senator Ted Cruz on, you know, the Democrat Party.
Biden and Schumer and Pelosi are not the fringe of the Democrat Party. They are the leadership. They are the so-called mainstream of this party. This party has turned hard anti-Israel because they're terrified of their rabid core.
Yeah, this is honestly. Yeah, because I do love this professor out of New Guinea, Papua New Guinea. They wouldn't just eat any white men that fell from the sky, he said. Said what Joe Biden said was unacceptable, but that's okay. All right, I really, now, I mean, the problem is that everything is so good. I love the next Ted Cruz cut, too, talking about how this is cultural Marxism and the indoctrination on college has led to this virulent anti-Semitism. They've mainstreamed it. It's critical race theory. But right now, let's go to Hillary Clinton, soundbite number 18, because she posted a video of herself on the internet on Saturday, and it just shows that she is dangerously mentally ill and that this party is dangerous. They would jail and kill all of their political enemies. This is the Russian, the Soviet playbook where they accuse you of being guilty of everything that they know they are guilty of. It's projection.
Trump was like, you know, just gaga over Putin because Putin does what he would like to do. Putin. Kill his opposition, imprison his opposition, drive, you know, journalists and others into exile, rule without any check or balance. That's what Trump really wants. And so we have to be very conscious of how he sees the world, because in that world, he only sees strong men leaders. He sees Putin. He sees Xi.
And you.
He sees Kim Jong-un in North Korea. Those are the people he is modeling himself after. And we've been down this road in our, you know, world history. We sure don't want to go down that again.
This sexual obsession that she has with Vladimir Putin, her dossier came from Russian sources, and it was used to undermine Trump. You may, she's going to jail. I'm sorry, it was the Obama, Biden, Hillary Clinton Secretary of State administration that targeted journalists as never before in the United States, using the intelligence apparatus and the FBI to target and spy on James Rosen, then of Fox News, now of Newsmax, James Risen at the New York Times, spying on James Rosen's parents in New York, undermining people, putting people in jail for talking to the press. You little fascists, you. And you may remember Hillary Clinton also accused Democrat Congresswoman and U.S. Army combat veteran Tulsi Gabbard of being a Russian asset also.
I think they've got their eye on somebody who's currently in the Democratic primary. She's the favorite of the Russians. Yeah, she's a Russian asset. I mean, totally.
That was on the David Plouf podcast. And the podcast where she just said the that Trump is Putin and he's going to kill his political enemies, while Benny Thompson is trying to strip him of Secret Service protection, hoping that he'll go to prison and be murdered in prison, which is the only scenario that Benny Thompson is looking at. He should be in handcuffs, honestly. And, you know, they put Derek Chauvin in jail for arresting their St. George Floyd, who died of heart failure because of all the fentanyl in his system. And they still have open borders for more fentanyl, more black men dying of fentanyl today. Only 200 a day, you know, just an airliner a day. Never mind that. Hillary Clinton is demented. Yeah, he's targeting journalists, not you. He wants his political opponents jailed and killed, not you. While you're trying to have your political opponents' names taken off of the ballots, you're trying to have them put in jail and take away their security so that they'll be murdered more quickly by Democrats, just as police officer Derek Chauvin was stabbed 22 times in jail by a Democrat. Because while resisting arrest, another career criminal Democrat died of heart failure. The Democrat Party, 2024.
It is classic Russian technique to blame on the other guy what they're planning to do themselves.
Hillary Clinton, and we played Victoria Nuland of the Obama State Department saying, the old Russian playbook, you accuse the other guy of being guilty of what you're actually guilty of. It's a projection thing, right? And that's important. Now, Gavin Newsom, the hairpiece from California, he's standing in the wings waiting for Joe Biden to fall through a manhole opening or something. And so is Hillary Clinton, by the way. But he came up. This is more projection, more of this Russian playbook stuff from Gavin Newsom.
This is a guy that doesn't care if he is the hero or the heel. He just wants to be the star. And in so many ways, he gets what he wants. And that's the bright spotlight and focus. Focus that's away himself, from a lot of conversation we just had to focus again on him. And when we're focusing on him, I do worry electorally that he has a slight advantage. And so I'm a little concerned about the overindulgence around the day-to-day. I get it. I totally get it. The consequential nature of a criminal trial is profound and outsized in some respect, but not more outsized than democracy.
It's democracy itself. If you cover Donald Trump, democracy itself lies in the balance. It hangs in the balance. It is, this is the, He was on MSDNC with Jen Psaki, who, of course, was Joe Biden's White House press secretary and now has a one-hour show on a cable news network of sorts. Remarkable. And what he's advising is that they stop covering him. I have three more hours of material today that I didn't get to, including the Speaker of the House and the bills passed on Saturday. I'm going to have to come back tomorrow. In the meantime, God save us all.
The Bigger Pockets portfolio of podcasts are worthy of your investment.
We're having a real conversation as real estate investors.
New episodes available every day.
It's important to buy where it makes money and not necessarily where you want to travel to.
Bigger Pockets, On the Market, Rookie Real Estate, or Money Podcast.
The purpose of flipping is to create more cash so then you can reinvest into other types of properties.
The Bigger Pockets podcast on YouTube or wherever you listen.